It's time for Eating and Drinking with The Current, our Wednesday check-in with the morning show's food and beverage authorities from around town. Well, it's that time of year again. Minnesota Monthly's Grill Fest is back now that it's the season to be thinking about grilling. Perhaps you're thinking about grilling every single day now that spring is finally here. Well, Minnesota Monthly will help you get in that spirit with their big festival. And we have Rachel Hutton from Minnesota Monthly Magazine to tell us about it this morning. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
So it is happening Saturday and Sunday, May 18th and 19th from 1 to 5 p.m. both days. And this is at the Depot in downtown Minneapolis. We'll note which depot we're talking about here. This is the big depot, the old train station.
Yes, yes. So the advantage of that is you'll get the outdoor air, but it's covered. So In case the weather is bad, don't worry.
Okay, right. And again, not to be confused with the little restaurant next to First Avenue. This is the big depot where next door you ice skate in the winter, so on Washington. So for those not familiar, tell us about Grill Fest. One can certainly ascertain there's grilling involved, but give us the overview of the event and how it works.
Sure, sure. If you've been to the Food and Wine Experience before, it's similar except for it's sort of a summer food focus. So obviously grilling is going to be huge. There are going to be a lot of grills there. I mean, people from Weber, the Big Green Egg, so you can demo their equipment. And if you're thinking about buying something, they have good discounts. So kick your summer off with that. And then there are just going to be food and wine and beer samples. So you can run around. Like last year, I tried a burger and I found a really great red wine to pair with it. So you're doing that. And then there are cooking demos and you'll see chefs from the Dakota. And you'll also see chefs from the Butcher and the Boar. And I don't know if you guys have had their sausages. Have you tried them at the restaurant?
I have not. No, I haven't. But I've heard of them.
They are delicious. They are becoming famous around town. And now they are going to be selling those at retail. So they're going to be sampling some of those if you want to buy them later at the grocery store this summer.
Fantastic. All right. So cooking demos and, like you said, grills and smokers for sale. So there's also music at this, too. Now, I'm excited to see this because, you know, of course, it's spring. You go eat some great food. You really start to get in the spirit of getting outdoor music as well. So I was just looking at this because there's two stages, one that's from the Dakota, but the other one is our own stage, the Current Live and Local stage, which features at 1 o'clock Crankshaft and the Gear Grinder, so sort of a rootsy, bluesy sort of thing. And a new band that we've been enjoying playing a lot here on, especially on our local Current stream, which is Bad Bad Hats, who are
a fairly new band.
Fairly new young band, just recent McAllister students, but a really cool sound to Bad Bad Hats. So that's the Saturday lineup, and then there's Les Sassins, who are awesome, on Sunday at 1, and then Actual Wolf at 3:15, and we play Eric Pollard, Actual Wolf, quite a lot. So great music to go with all of this fantastic food.
Yeah, the Current stage and the Dakota stage. Rachel, can I ask you, what are you excited about, or what's exciting in the grilling world, like for this season?
If you want to check out some of those samples that I brought, there are a lot of local people who make various barbecue sauces and rubs. And one that I just checked out recently is a Bloody Mary mix that's a spice jar. You've got it right there. You can describe
it, maybe.
Yes, it's
called Minnesota Mule. It's bold and zesty Bloody Mary mix. All natural spices.
Yeah.
No MSG.
You just shake a little of that into your tomato juice and there you go. So that's kind of what I'm interested in seeing of what local entrepreneurs are doing in terms of their sauces and rubs and some of that seasoning. There's also something interesting that I've seen that's pimento wood that people use for jerk cooking.
Okay.
So you know how the wood can give a different flavor to the meat that you're cooking. I'm curious to check out that as well.
Yeah, when you think of barbecue, I think a lot of people think sauce right away, but dry rubs have become huge, and a lot of different people do different things with it. So personally, as someone who lives in a barbecuing household, I would encourage you to try out all the different dry rubs. And see
Jill
what
has
like.
Been impressed, I would say, by some of these that Rachel brought in this morning, and that speaks very highly of some of these. So
She's a connoisseur.
Yes, she is.
The Midwest Rubs Sweet Little Porky Rub.
Did you like that one?
Very tasty as well. But it's cool that you see things like the Bloody Mary mix as well in the you know, grilling and barbecue world.
So again, this is happening Saturday and Sunday, May 18th and 19th from 1 to 5 p.m. both days. This is at the Depot in downtown Minneapolis on Washington, the big old train station there. So we've got all the details and links and more information and everything up as per usual online at thecurrent.org. Rachel Hutton, as always, nice to see you. Thank you for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
Rachel Hutton from Minnesota Monthly Magazine telling us about Grill Fest, the second annual Grill Fest being put on by Minnesota Monthly Magazine. Why don't we actually go out with some Actual Wolf here, who's going to be playing Sunday on the Sunday stage at 3:15 p.m. Actual Wolf, local music here on 89.3 The Current.